12865, Ryan Clow and Kimberly Girardi seek special use exceptions for a proposed private garage for more than four automobiles and with floor area of more than 900 square feet in a residential district and a proposed garage studio apartment. Sections 11523 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of New Road, approximately 175 feet from Peachtree Lane. The 911 address is 16516 New Road in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, Map 7, Parcel 6.18. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Mr. Chairman, before we start, I'll be recusing myself. Vince Robertson is here to serve as counsel for the board.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I will also be recusing from the case.
Second. All right, sir, if you could state your name first for the record and your address.
Brennan Bickle, 115 West Market Street, Lewis, Delaware, architect at Element Design Group.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth this evening?
I do.
Okay, you may proceed.
My name is Brennan Bickle. I'm an architect at Element Design Group located in Lewis, Delaware. We represent Ryan Clow and Kimberly Girardi. The parcel is, the address is 16516 New Road, Lewis, Delaware, tax map number 335-7-6.18, and the parcel is zone AR1. Today we seek a special exception in accordance with section 115-32 of the Sussex County Zoning Code for a private garage and garage apartment that will house more than four vehicles and is larger than 900 square feet. The proposed garage is intended to house eight cars. The garage is strictly for Kim and Ryan's personal cars. They have a collection of cars they would like to protect from the weather and also not have numerous vehicles parked in the driveway. The garage will not be used for commercial purposes as a repair garage or a, you know, anything like that. It is strictly to store their personal collection of cars. And that is why we seek the special use exception.
Mr. Bickle, does that complete your presentation?
It does.
Okay. Board, is there any questions?
Is the special use exception also for the studio apartment, or is that just for the garage?
From what we understand, it's just for the garage.
Is that correct, staff? They don't need for the studio apartment?
So initially, when the application was submitted, it was for both the garage and the garage studio apartment. They've since removed the kitchen. I wasn't sure. They had not returned my call before advertising, so we put it in there just to be on the safe side.
Okay. So you're not going to have a kitchenette in the apartment?
No, no kitchen.
Okay. Do you see any way that this could adversely affect any of the neighbors?
No, I do not. Like I said, it's to house the cars that are, you know, kind of make an attractive storage area for the cars. It doesn't encroach on any building setbacks. We're not asking for any variance in with that, and we are well below the height limit. And the garage is to the back of the property, so it's behind the house.
Is the finished area that used to be an apartment, are you still going to have finished space up there, or what's that going to be used for?
Yeah, since, you know, we're using it as finished space, and it is under 800 square feet.
Okay. Do you intend to use it as a guest house, or is it just for the owners to use for their space?
I would have to, do I have to bring them up?
Yep, step forward. You can be sworn in.
Sir, same thing. If you could give your name and address for the record first.
Ryan Clow.
Okay, Mr. Clow. Do you swear or affirm to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth this evening in your testimony?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can proceed.
So the upstairs space would just be used, honestly, for my recreation, if I was watching car auctions, had a couple of buddies over, stuff like that. No apartment, no overnight spending or anything like that, just recreation.
All right, well, I mean, in that case, I don't think we need to worry about the 800 square feet then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
In your design, the garage design, which is pretty building, I see in the back there's green. Are you going to buffer this from the neighbor on the back side?
I believe there is. I do not believe we have anything planned at the moment in terms of landscaping. Can you speak to that?
Ma'am, if you could state your name and address for the record also.
Kimberly Girardi, 17333 Shady Lane, Milford, Delaware.
Okay, Ms. Girardi, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony this evening?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
It's our understanding that, I don't know when, but there's going to be a 135 housing development going behind us.
Yeah.
And that developer is responsible to put several feet of a buffer of trees behind us. All the 10 houses on New Road are going to have that behind us from the new development.
Where that house is, where it's situated and where the garage will be situated, what's that land? Is the garage going to be on the end, if we're looking at this, closer to the 6.17 side or the 6.19 side?
Can I point to it?
You sure can.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we had Shell move our house over several feet, so we had more room on the side. So the garage is actually a little L-shaped right here. Side, and then it should stop about right there. That'd be like two cars this way and then the rest, or well, actually four deep this way and then four this way.
So what is currently in lot 6.17? Is there anything there? Is it an empty lot?
That's our neighbor. No, there's a house built there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to them to see how they feel about this garage back there?
I didn't talk to the person, but I know that there's a notice and that you were put in front of our house. Ryan met the neighbor the other day. He didn't seem like he minded. I haven't met the neighbor to number 19. I don't know that neighbor yet.
Because that's where I was getting at with the buffering. I know the back. I'm assuming the back is what's going to be buffered by the community that's coming in. I was more, if your neighbor just wasn't in favor of it, would you consider buffering it some point?
What's really cool is our neighbor already put a buffer up. They just put a pool fence and what are they called? Arborvitaes?
Yeah, it's
trees. Yeah.
Okay.
That's even before we started to come along. So I mean, obviously they knew somebody was building there, but they went ahead and did that. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Sure.
Okay. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Sir, you can take a seat. You can take a seat. Thanks.
Is anybody? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward. Can you be sworn in real quick?
Yeah, yes.
If you could state your name again for the or not again, if you could state your name for the record and your address, please.
Dorothy Draper, 16510 New Road.
16510. Okay, and Ms. Draper, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in your testimony this evening?
I do.
Okay, you can proceed.
Well, I'm here to speak in opposition of this project the way it's currently presented. I live in the home on lot 19, immediately on the other side. Currently, I have a wonderful view of landscape, of trees, and I know that a lot of that will disappear when the new community is built behind us. However, I'm hoping that at least part of that clump of trees that is currently behind lot 17 remains to be able to give some greenery. And the reality is, You know, spending more than $1 million on a home to look at a garage is not what I'm choosing to do.
Okay. Is there any questions for Ms. Draper? So the trees behind lot 17, that they don't have any control of that, right?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I don't know how far back that section of trees goes that they might be impacted by the new construction of the new community.
Okay.
The reality is they may come in there and wipe all of them out when they're ready to build. I don't know that at this point, but it's really nice to look at.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? I don't see anybody. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case number 12865 for Mr. Ryan Clough and Ms. Kimberly Girardi. Is there a motion for case number 12865?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12865 for Mr. Clough and Mrs. Girardi for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And aye for myself. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12865 is approved.